Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Monday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show for you guys today to kick off the week. We're talking a whole bunch of things on this Monday. Obviously, recapping Game 7 last night. OKC wins their first NBA title, and they're big favorites right now on BetMGM to go back-to-back. We'll dive in to next season's market for the NBA champion. Also, we'll talk a lot of baseball on the show today. Peter Apple going to join us here in moments, get his thoughts on the MLB. We'll also dive in to some futures, look at some World Series futures, top 10 teams that I like right now, also today's slate. And because now the kind of full season of NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL have all wrapped up, myself, Johnny Sharp, we're going to give out our four-leg championship parlays for next season that surely will cash. So we'll give those out and then wrap up everything with our favorite bets of the day. As always, we'd love to hear from you guys. You can hit us up on Twitter. You can hit us up on Twitch, on YouTube as well. Just search at the BetMGM Network. Put in any comments that you have, any questions, any best bets, and we'll get to them throughout the show. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Peter Apple, who joins us. Give Peter a follow on X at PeterApple23, co-founder of Just Baseball Media. Peter, always great having you on, man. Let's talk Rafi Devers. Haven't seen you since the big move with him getting traded to San Francisco. We've seen him play about a week now in the Giants lineup. What have been your overall impressions of Rafi out there in San Francisco? And now watching him play, like, do you think the Giants could be a contender and maybe hang with some of these top teams, Dodgers, Phillies, Cubs, all those kinds of teams?
Absolutely, I think they can be a contender. And, you know, with Rafael Devers, first week, you know, he's just getting his feet wet, right? Completely different ballpark, moving across the country. So I'm not reading too far into his stats thus far this season. But what do the Giants need to truly become contenders? They need a big time bat, because they acquired Willy Adames, you know, as a free agent this offseason, but he hasn't exactly panned out for them. So they've been searching for that big bat, especially with Matt Chapman going down. So I thought this was a fantastic trade for the San Francisco Giants, a team that has been trying to sign the big fish. Now, Willy Adames is a medium to large size fish, but Correa, Judge, the amount of free agents that they've missed on, and if you can't sign them, trade for him, and that's exactly what they did. On the Red Sox side, it is a little bit confusing, but it does seem that Craig Breslow, the new GM of the Red Sox, who did not give Rafael Devers this deal, that was Chaim Bloom, has been trying to get out from under this deal, because at the end of the day, Rafael Devers, probably a DH. Do you want to pay your DH over $300 million? Craig Breslow says no. Buster Posey says yes. And it will be a few years before we really determine who won this trade. But at this current moment, hard not to be excited if you're a Giants fan. And absolutely, they can contend with any team in a really good National League.
Yeah, right now, Peter, the Giants 14-1 on BetMGM to win the National League. And anybody right now who's listening to or and watching us on Twitch and on YouTube, on X as well, you can see those odds for the teams to win the National League. Dodgers still the heavy favorite, even with all their injuries, plus 140. But then you got the Mets, you got the Phillies, you got the Cubs, those Giants, and then the Padres as well. Peter, those might be six of the best eight teams in baseball right now. NL's loaded. Is it still the Dodgers for you? Or at this point, do you see another team as the team to beat maybe in the National League?
So it still is the Dodgers for me. And, you know, I think for obvious reasons, right? The Dodgers have been arguably the best team in baseball so far this year, and everyone has gotten injured. Right, the offense is still absolutely prolific. You do not want to see Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Will Smith, Teoscar Hernandez, and then you could fill out the rest of the lineup with really solid guys. You don't want to face them. And the rotation, right? It doesn't look great right now, but because everybody is injured, and of course, everybody is going to come back. And what do we know about the Dodgers come deadline? They make big-time moves. And we were just talking about the Rafael Devers trade. Think the Dodgers aren't going to answer that? They're going to let Buster Posey steal the spotlight? Absolutely not. So it's still the Dodgers to lose. But if I were to invest in a team in the National League, it would be the Phillies. The Phillies have been playing pretty good baseball. They've kind of adjusted with life without Bryce Harper, but Harper is going to return, and this rotation is still outrageously good. You know, you got Wheeler at the top. I know Nola has taken a little bit of a step back, but Christopher Sanchez is still fantastic. Ranger Suarez is as well. But what's the big area of concern for Philly? Bullpen, right? They don't really have anybody to actually close out games. It's been Jordan Romano. It's been Matt Strom. Of course, Jose Alvarado going down with the PED suspension certainly isn't going to help. But what's the easiest thing to address at the deadline? Bullpen. Phillies are going to be a tough team to beat.
I like it. You bring up the Dodgers, obviously. You bring up Ohtani. He once again is the big favorite to win NL MVP. We know Judge is going to win the MVP on the AL, Peter, on that side. I mean, that's pretty much a lock. It feels like Ohtani probably going to win the MVP, maybe a little bit more open, especially with some of the years that guys like PCA, Kyle Tucker, Tatis are having. Anybody worth betting in NL MVP to try and beat Shohei, or do you think that he wins another one?
I hate to do this to you, PJ. I want to give you some long shots. I want to come in and say, you know what? Shohei is way overrated. Somebody else is going to come in and win this one. And then he goes on the mound. It's just too much. I think we are in the midst of the greatest player of all time. And do I want my money against the greatest player of all time? No. And you might think that that's a little bit far. Greatest player of all time? Baseball history is littered with legends. I mean, this guy can hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases like he did last year. And his one inning of work, you saw, he looked a little bit rusty, didn't look rusty in game two. He's only going to continue to get better on the mound as well. If he puts up a decent pitching season with how prolific he is at the plate and on the base paths, when the Dodgers are likely the best team in the league, how can you go with anyone but Shohei? And I've been waiting. Is Shohei really going to pitch this year? If he's not, now I want to go grab some other MVP tickets. But he is, which means the MVP is going towards him. I want to give you a long shot, PJ. It's just I can't go against that bad man.
Understood. You know, Peter, look, I mean, sometimes just the best bet is staying off, and I agree with you. I think Shohei is certainly looking like he's going to win another MVP. We're talking with Peter Apple here on Send It In, co-founder of Just Baseball Media. Make sure you guys are following Peter on X at PeterApple23. All right, Peter, over to the American League. You're a big Yankees fan. They've been on top of the AL East all season. Things are starting to get a little interesting. The Yankees are going on a little bit of a slide. Tampa's one of the hottest teams in baseball. The Blue Jays just continue to win games. The Red Sox have kind of been a 500 team all year. Yankees still the big favorites to win this division, but with the way that Tampa's surging, you figure Boston's got to run at them at some point, maybe in Toronto, with them just kind of not going away. Do you think there's maybe somebody worth betting outside of the Yankees and the AL East?
The Rays are really interesting, but I would actually, the way I'm looking at betting the National League, or excuse me, the American League East is I want to wait. I want to wait to see what these teams do with the deadline, because the Red Sox, you wouldn't think they would be sellers. And then they trade Rafael Devers. The Rays are off to a great start, but how do the Rays operate? When they see value, they pounce, regardless of it, if it's going to win now. They're looking to build a sustainable winning model. So the Rays are playing good baseball. Could they still trade Brandon Lowe, their second baseman? Could they still trade Yandy Diaz if it's in the right package? Yes. So betting on the Rays now, you might not get the same Rays team regardless of if they're playing well. It's kind of an annoying part of betting on the Tampa Bay Rays. The Blue Jays are another interesting team. They know they're not really going to get anything for Bo Bichette if they let him walk. Do they trade him at the deadline? Right, so the deadline is really going to be important to watch for these teams. So for me, I'm kind of taking a step back from the division, but I do have a team that I think is worthy of a pennant chase right now in a wide-open American League, if you want me to break into that one.
Please do, because I was just going to ask you. The NL, I mean, again, we were talking about how many great teams there are at the top, Peter. AL, it feels like that might be the league to target a long shot. So who's the team you have your eye on?
So I really like the Tigers. Of course, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm wearing the Yankees hat, and everybody's going to be watching and just be like, you're biased. So I'm not going to pick the Yankees, even though that rotation is getting better. It is. But we're going to stay away from the Yankees for a little bit and go for a little bit more of a long shot. Seattle Mariners, right? They got Cal Raleigh. We're talking about Aaron Judge locking up the MVP. I agree with you. But at the same time, Cal Raleigh is about as much of a lock to finish second as any player. The offense has been pretty good this year, and they've been hitting a lot of home runs, but what's been the Mariners' issue? The pitching, which is weird, but they still have their guys. I mean, Gilbert got hurt, he's returned. George Kirby got hurt, he's returned. Brian Wu is still a dog. And then you got a good Mariners bullpen. That pitching, I have to believe, is going to start getting better and better. And what have the Mariners lacked for the last 5 years? Any semblance of an offense, and they've still been competitive. So if that pitching gets even 80 to 90% close to what it was with this current offense in a wide open American League, and now I think is a good time to buy because the Mariners have been kind of mediocre over the past month, but they just had a good series against the Cubs. I think the Astros are still vulnerable. The Tigers can be beat, as can my Yankees. I think if you're looking for long shots, the American League is the league to target, and I think the Mariners are as good of a bet as any in the American League.
Yeah, I think that's a good case. 13-1 on Seattle to win the American League. Peter, before I let you go, sir, what are some of your favorite bets for today in the MLB?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we were talking before we came on the show. Unfortunately, I am betting on the Pittsburgh Pirates today. My model makes them plus 119, showing actually a mountain of value. But why is it showing value? Well, for number one, the Pirates can't hit. That's why they're disgusting to bet on. The bullpen has been good, right? They rank 8th in whip. The starting rotation has been great. They rank 7th in whip. But the offense ranks 29th in OPS. And the problem with the Pirates, unfortunately, I watch a lot of Pirates baseball, covering baseball for Just Baseball Media. And the Pirates have a problem. They can't hit breaking balls. Sliders, curveballs, changeup, splitters, nothing. Everyone's flailing at them. We've seen O'Neill Cruz take horrible swings at those types of pitches. But what does Chad Patrick not do? Throw breaking balls, fastballs, cutters, sinkers, takes up 89% of his arsenal. And the Brewers are coming off an amazing sweep. Their offense is red hot, right? Well, if you look at his system, tells you to fade teams coming off a sweep. It's about 48% hit rate. Well, with an implied probability of plus 170 for the Pirates at 37%, there's a lot of value today on the Pittsburgh Pirates, but unfortunately, you'll have to watch them play. But I think you'll be happy at the end when the Pirates take down the Brewers.
Really good case to be made for Pittsburgh. Peter's on him today, plus 150 against the Milwaukee Brewers. Peter Apple, give him a follow on X, at PeterApple23, co-founder of Just Baseball Media. Peter, you're the man. Always great having you, sir. Good luck to your Pirates, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much for having me, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here on Send It In. As I see, we got a question there in the chat. Got a couple different questions. Love it, guys. All right, we got Robin, Robwin R12. Do you think the Orioles will make the playoffs? I don't, Rob, as much as I would love to say the Orioles will make the playoffs. It just feels like it's not their year. They got so many injuries. Westberg, once again, got hurt. Adley Rutschman's going to be out until the All-Star break. Obviously, they've had a number of injuries to their pitching. They're playing a lot better baseball ever since they got rid of Hyde, but they're six games back of that final AL wild card. Their schedule's really difficult the second half of the season. It doesn't feel like it's just their year with the way that the injuries are going and how they started the season. So if the price is right, you can get like a 20-1 on the Orioles to make the playoffs. I know there were some 15-1s floating out there. I mean, that is a pretty good price. But if you ask me, do I think they're going to make it? I do not. B-Mills, hey, Peach, back after some golf and some family time. Hope you had a good weekend. Thoughts today on Corbin under 16.5 outs, Brian Wu under 5.5 Ks, and Chad Patrick over 5.5 Ks. Well, we just had our guy Peter on, B-Mills. Gave you some great stuff there on Pirates Brewers. Said that the Pirates don't hit breaking stuff. Patrick doesn't really throw it, so I'd probably avoid over 5.5 Ks there. Brian Wu under 5.5 Ks. I actually do have a Brian Wu play later. Doesn't involve strikeouts. It involves recorded outs that I will give you here in a second. And then Corbin under 16.5 outs. Probably wouldn't take that either. The Orioles have struggled mightily this year against left-handed pitching, and Corbin's been really good. So would not touch the Corbin under, wouldn't touch the Chad Patrick over Ks as well. But let's talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder and the NBA Finals last night, right? Obviously, OKC winning that series in seven. Just such a bummer what happened to Halliburton. The way that he was playing early, came out, hit those three threes. Indiana got off to an early lead, and it looked like it might be one of those nights for Halliburton. We saw time and time again how clutch he was in the postseason. He gets hurt. Indy did a great job of kind of rallying and keeping it close for about 3.5 quarters. And then the depth of OKC just wore him down. Like, guys that have been great for Indiana throughout the playoffs, right? I mean, McConnell was great again last night. Mathurin's had his moments. Obi Toppin. But when Halliburton goes down and all those guys are forced to play extended minutes, you just saw the turnovers continue to build. I mean, there was a stat at one point where McConnell was the only guy to score for like 10 minutes of game time for Indiana. So just too tall of a task. Congrats to OKC, though, winning the title, and they're big favorites once again next year to win the whole thing at plus 240. I think when you're looking at NBA futures next year, the Eastern Conference is where I would attack, right? Obviously, there were some crazy prices people got on Indiana this year to win the NBA Finals. I saw some 125-1s. I saw some 80-1s, some 70-1s. And if you wanted to, you got some great opportunity to hedge in the finals. And that's maybe what we're looking at again this upcoming year, where I don't know if anybody's going to beat OKC again, but certainly you can get some great numbers on some teams in the Eastern Conference to win it all. And then you could potentially hedge in the NBA Finals. Because think about the East next year. There's not going to be Halliburton because he tore his ACL. There's going to be no Tatum because he tore his ACL. And there's no going to be Dame. And then Giannis might get traded from Milwaukee. So if that happens, obviously, you can throw them out. But yeah, and we're getting the report, as Shawnee Sharp tells me from Shams, that Tyrese Halliburton tore his right Achilles. So he's going to be out for all of next year. Right now on BetMGM, the Cavs are the favorite to win the East at plus 260. Then you have the Knicks at plus 280, and then the Magic are plus 450. Can you ever remember a time where you would want to fade the top three teams in a market? Cleveland is the favorite. If Donovan Mitchell's the best player on your team, I'm good. I'm never going to pick you to win an NBA championship. The Knicks, probably on paper, the team that you would want to bet. But do you ever trust the Knicks? And they haven't even hired a coach yet. I thought when they fired Tibbs, they had a plan that they were going to execute, probably go out and get Mike Malone. Still haven't hired anybody. So who knows what the Knicks are going to do. And Orlando, obviously, they make the big trade for Desmond Bane, right? You have Paolo. You have Franz Wagner. Great defensive team. You now have Desmond Bane. It just feels like Orlando doesn't quite have enough yet. And at the plus 450, I don't want to get invested. I think the team's worth looking at in the East are potentially Philadelphia, even though I've told myself time and time again, I'll never trust a Joel Embiid team to go through a postseason run. Probably not going to stay healthy, but at the price of 14-1 with him and Maxey and Nick Nurse as your head coach, who's obviously won an NBA Finals before, I don't think that's an awful price. And also the Detroit Pistons, right? Cade Cunningham is a budding superstar. I love the veterans that they brought in to support him this upcoming season. If they can go out this offseason and maybe make a big-time move, maybe bring in another key piece to their team, kind of do what Orlando did, bringing in Bane, maybe trading for somebody like that, I think the Pistons could be interesting as well at 18-1. But I don't think anybody's beaten OKC out of the West, right? Obviously, with the KD trade yesterday, Houston moves up to plus 600 to win the Western Conference. They are now plus 800 to win the NBA Finals. I would not bet Houston. You have the Lakers there. The Lakers need a center. I don't know if they play enough defense, too. They have to help out their bench around LeBron and Luka. The Nuggets are interesting at 10-1 just because I do think the Nuggets are the only team that can beat OKC out of the West because of Jokic. Took them to 7 games. Guy's that good. So the Nuggets could be interesting, or maybe even Minnesota. What's going to be interesting about the West is OKC, the only team I think that can knock them out is Denver. And if Denver does that, then it obviously opens up the board for the rest of the teams. I pretty much like Minnesota against every other team in the West except for OKC. So if you're looking for a team outside of those two, maybe Denver at 10-1 because I think they're the only team that can beat OKC, and then Minnesota at 9-1. If they get fortunate, Denver knocks them out, and that opens up the door for Minnesota. So I think it's going to be OKC. I think they're going back-to-back. All those guys that won the title this year, all those key pieces are going to be back. They have a number of first-round picks. They can be aggressive if they want. And now that these guys have experience of winning a title, I mean, it's just the future's bright for Oklahoma City. So I like them plus 240 to win the NBA Finals. All right, let's dive into our championship parlay. We're going to have some fun with this. Me and Shawnee Sharp, again, new season in sports, right? We've had our NFL champion, our MLB champion from last year with the Dodgers. We obviously just had the Panthers and the Thunder win it now. So we're going to put together a four-leg parlay of the Big Four professional sports championships and see if we can cash at some insane prices. So I'll start things off. OKC is going to be my NBA champion for next year. They're plus 240. I like the Thunder to go back-to-back for all the reasons that I just said. Major League Baseball right now, I think the team, especially at the price, I'm going with the San Diego Padres at 29-1. I love the Padres. I liked them last year. I thought the Padres and the Dodgers were the two best teams in baseball last year. And again, from a talent standpoint, I still think San Diego is a top three talented team in all of baseball, especially when they're healthy. Right now, their starting pitching is a little banged up. No Michael Kim, no Yu Darvish. Jackson Merrill is banged up as well. But man, when they're healthy with that lineup and that pitching staff, and what I love about San Diego is their general manager, AJ Preller. He's the kind of guy you want to bet on when you have a futures ticket, because he's not looking long term. He's looking to win right now, and he always makes moves at the deadline to try and improve his team. If King can come back healthy and Darvish, you get those two to go along with Cease, and then that lineup that San Diego can put out there, we know that they don't fear the Dodgers, and they hate the Dodgers, and they want to beat them. Love the price on San Diego at 20-9. The reason the price is so good is because they're fighting for the NL wild card, but I'll take the Padres. Give me the Dallas Stars in the NHL at plus 850. The Stars are the kind of team that I'm always looking to bet on in the NHL market, because usually the Stanley Cup kind of goes in waves. I know we've had some years where it was a different winner every other year, but you think back to the past 15, 20 years, right? Penguins went on their run, then the Kings went on their run, then the Blackhawks went on their run, then Tampa Bay was in the finals just about every year, and now here comes Florida, right? All these teams kind of have their mini little dynasty runs where they dominate for 2 or 3 years, but there's always a team that kind of sneaks in there and win it, whether it's the Caps, whether it was the Blues a couple years ago, and Dallas has been knocking on the door for years, and they finally got rid of their head coach this offseason, Peter DeBoer. Got rid of him, a guy who's been great in the regular season but can't figure it out in the postseason. We'll see who they end up hiring, but I like Dallas plus 850. That team's good enough to win it all, just need to get the right head coach. And then in the NFL, I think this is going to be the years that the Buffalo Bills finally do it. I really don't like anybody in the NFC. The Eagles, you could argue, are still the most talented team in the NFL, no question. We know how hard it is to repeat, though, in the NFL. Don't know if they're going to do that. The Lions, I expect to take a step back. I'm not quite there with San Francisco yet. Green Bay, I don't think, is going to be there. Maybe the Rams, but man, they're just like a couple injuries away from really falling apart. I really think it's kind of the Eagles or nobody else in the NFC. In the AFC, it feels like it's the same three as it always is, right? It's either Kansas City, Buffalo, or Baltimore. I mean, Kansas City's been to the Super Bowl 3 straight times. I don't know if they can get back there for a fourth. The Ravens, you guys know how I feel about them. So I'm just going with the Bills at plus 700. I think this is the final of the year that the Bills get it done. So give me Thunder, Padres, Stars, Bills as my four-leg championship parlay. Shawnee Sharp, and those odds on mine, $10 to win $72,900 if you parlay all four of those teams together. So, you know, pretty good. Shawnee Sharp, what about you? What's your four-leg parlay?
Yeah, Peach. So my first one, I'm going to start over in the NBA. I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Lakers to win the NBA title at 15-1. This is strictly, Peach, a hate watch of the Oklahoma City Thunder after the Pacers. As everyone knows, I live in Indianapolis. Last night was not fun. So congratulations, Oklahoma. You now are enemy number one to me. So I'm going to go with the Lakers 15-1. Listen, I understand LeBron's aging. He's still, I think, one of the best players in the world. And now you have Luka. They have a whole offseason to figure out how to, you know, play with each other. Luka, like the whirlwind of being traded at the deadline, and getting traded over to Los Angeles. And I think with JJ Redick as the head coach, I like him a lot. And they're going to try to go bring another big man, maybe put some shooters around Luka and LeBron. So the West is, you know, it's so up in the, like, I think anyone can really win the West. It's going to be just a slugfest the whole time. Yeah. So I'm going with the Lakers there. Over in the, where am I at next? MLB, Dodgers. I'm not going to overthink this. Dodgers, they're the best. It's kind of, to me, it's like OKC winning the NBA this year. Right now they have a bunch of injuries. They're just going to try to find the way to make sure to get into the MLB playoffs, like, relatively healthy. And I think they're just going to steamroll. Like, Otani's going to learn how to pitch again. He's going to start pitching in the same frequency that he used to, and get back in the mound. You still got Klaas now. Got a lot of these starting rotations going to be filthy when they get back to normal. So it'll make it shorter. And then their bullpen's still really good. So I'm not going to overthink it. Dodgers plus 250 there. Third leg, I'll be honest, Pete, I'm not a huge NHL guy, but I know the Avalanche won a couple years ago, and, you know, with Nathan MacKinnon, I think, you know, he's still really, really good, so I'm just going to take the Avs 8-1, no rhyme or reason there. And then leg four, I'm going to go with the same reasons with you with the Buffalo Bills. Their schedule's pretty easy. It's not too hard. I think the AFC East, like the Patriots, will be better. The Jets are terrible, and the Dolphins are terrible. So they'll easily win that division, and I think that they should get the one seed. And that's kind of, to me, that's their path of making it to the Super Bowl. And the same thing, the same reasoning that you had there, the only team in the NFC that kind of gives me pause would be Philadelphia. Like, I don't think the Lions really are going to, I think they might take a slight step back. Commanders, maybe Jane Daniels, he keeps taking the next step here, but I think the Bills, it's like almost now or never with the Bills, so I'm going to do that. And then that odds there are $10 to win $42,000. So
there you go.
Fun time.
All right, so once again, Sean's parlay: Lakers, Dodgers, Avs, and Bills, $10 to win $42,830. Mine is Thunder, Padres, Stars, and Bills. That is $10 to win $72,950. What could go wrong, right? Just looking for a four-leg championship parlay. All right, Shawnee Sharp, let's go to today's MLB slate. We're running a little bit short on time before we get into our favorite plays of the day. We got Rangers and the Orioles. Robbie asked me earlier on in the show if I thought the Orioles are going to make the playoffs. I do not, and I don't think they're going to win today either. I would look at Texas at plus 110. Again, it's no mystery at this point. The Orioles really, really struggled against left-handed pitching this season. They're facing a left-hander today. And Patrick Corbin has been really good for Texas, so I'd look at the Rangers at plus 110. Orioles have also really struggled this year in extremely hot games. And congrats, you're facing a team from Texas. So give me the Rangers at plus 110. Braves are favorites on the road today in Citi Field taking on the Mets. You got Schwellenbach going up against Paul Blackburn. Braves have been playing much better baseball. The Mets have been on a little bit of a skid here as of late. Been playing a lot of difficult teams and playing their teams in their division, the Phillies and the Braves. I'll take Atlanta tonight, minus 135. Yankees in Cincinnati taking on the Reds. It's our guy Nick Lodolo on the mound tonight for Cincinnati at home. You guys know when Lodolo's at home, we love to fade him. Yankees bats, I think, are going to start waking up. You also have Alan Winans on the mound, who's making his first start of the season. I like over 10 tonight in Cincinnati and the Yankees. D-backs and White Sox. Eddie Rodriguez on the mound for the Snakes going up against Shane Smith for the White Sox. Rodriguez been much better here as of late. Had a terrible month of April and May, but he's been much better in June. I'll take the D-backs minus 135. Nothing for me on Pirates and Brewers, but I thought Peter earlier in the show made a really good case for Pittsburgh. Give me Seattle tonight, minus 130 against Minnesota. Brian Wu on the mound against Bailey Ober. How good has Brian Wu been this season? He's made 14 starts. and he's pitched at least six innings in all of them. The guy is Mr. Consistency. At BetMGM, his prop tonight for overouts recorded is 18.5 at plus 115. Again, I just told you he's going at least six innings in every start, so I'll buy the plus 115 hoping that he just gets us one more out and can go 6 1/3. Cubs and Cardinals tonight in St. Louis, it's a pick 'em, minus 110 each way. I'm going to take the over in this game between Ben Brown and Matthew Liberatore, two pitchers, not all that great. Red Sox and Angels in Anaheim, going to pass on that one. And then give me the Nats on the money line tonight at plus 150 against the Padres. Steven Kolek on the mound for San Diego, 9 starts this year. He's made 7 on the road, been amazing, has like a 2.13 ERA. His 2 starts at home, he's got a 9.56 ERA. Mitchell Parker has been pretty good in 3 of his last 4 starts for the Nats. We'll take them plus 150 against the Padres. All right, you guys, real quick, let's get into our favorite plays of the day as we wrap up the show. Aaron Judge, he's pretty good at baseball. Best batting average in the MLB going up against our guy, Nick Lodolo. Really wasn't much batter-pitcher history to go off of today on the MLB slate. So I just took the best hitter in baseball against a guy who really struggles at home in today's highest total, and that'll be my playing going streak. And give me Aaron Judge. Prop lock, I told you guys, Brian Wu, over 18.5 outs at plus 115. He's gone at least 6 innings in every start. Just need him to go 6 1/3 tonight, and we cash the plus 115. Give me the Nats as my dog of the day, plus 150 against Steven Kolek. Think that's a good value. Nats played the Dodgers pretty tough, even though they lost 2 of 3, looking much better than the team that lost 10 straight a week and a half ago. And then give me OKC to win the title again next year at plus 240. I think the Thunder are going back-to-back. Thanks again to Peter Apple for joining us on the show today. Great show. A lot of stuff that we got to. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.